From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama held what was called a working lunch with Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai in Kabul today. Obama says Afghanistan has not gotten enough attention because of what he called the distraction posed by the Iraq War. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
The Illinois senator told CBS's Face the Nation that Afghanistan's the number one front on the war on terrorism.
The situation is precarious and urgent.
Obama echoed U.S. military brass, who have been implying that troop reductions in Iraq would allow a shift of resources to Afghanistan.
There's starting to be a growing consensus that it's time for us to withdraw some our combat troops out of Iraq, deploy them here in Afghanistan.
Republican presidential hopeful John McCain has also advocated sending more forces to Afghanistan. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's top military official says Obama's plan to remove all U.S. combat troops from Iraq by early in 2010 could be very dangerous. Admiral Mike Mullen says any troop pullouts must be based on security conditions in Iraq.
I'd worry about any kind of rapid movement out and creating an instability where we have stability. We're engaged very much right now with the Iraqi people. The Iraqi leadership is starting to generate the kind of political progress that we need to make.
Mullen was on Fox News Sunday. If current trends in Iraq continue, he says he hopes to be able to recommend further U.S. troop reductions to President Bush this fall. Iraqi election officials say a provincial vote set for October must be delayed. That vote is intended to satisfy Sunni Arab demands for more influence in the government. Disagreements in parliament over how provincial council seats are allocated have repeatedly delayed the election. Tropical storm Cristobal skirted along the coast of North Carolina today, drenching part of the state with much-needed rain. From member station WHQR in Wilmington, Catherine Welch has more.
Tropical storm Cristobal has already dumped 5 inches of rain on some parts of the state as it makes its way along the North Carolina coast. The National Weather Service says Cristobal will pick up speed and head out into the Atlantic just off the Virginia coast. National Weather Service meteorologist Steve Path says much of the storm will be felt offshore.
Most of the strong winds associated with this system are offshore, creating large waves and rough conditions for boaters.
Path says it's likely Tropical Storm Cristobal will leave rip currents in its wake for a day or two. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch in Wilmington, North Carolina.
The latest storm to form in the Caribbean is Tropical Storm Dolly. It's headed for the Gulf of Mexico. GOP presidential candidate John McCain attended a New York Yankees game today along with former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. Tomorrow, McCain travels to Maine. There he'll be the guest of former President George H.W. Bush at a fundraiser in Kennebunkport. This is NPR News from Washington. The new chief mediator, who will attempt to defuse the ongoing violence in Sudan's Darfur region, has made his first visit to Sudan. He faces the challenging task of getting the stalled peace process between the government and rebels back on track. Dale Gavlak has the story.
Jibril Bassoli, who is also the foreign minister of Burkina Faso, called his task difficult but said it wasn't mission impossible. He held talks with Sudan State Minister for Foreign Affairs Ali Karti. He said he wanted dialogue between the two sides strengthened and an end to hostilities so a comprehensive political solution could be found to the 5-year crisis. Thrown into the equation is the recent move by the International Criminal Court. It wants an arrest warrant for Sudan's President Omar Hassan al-Bashir for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity in Darfur. An estimated 200,000 have died, and another 2.5 million have been driven from their homes due to the fighting. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman, Jordan.
Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson insists the U.S. economy is fundamentally strong and will rebound from the turmoil in the financial and housing markets.
We've got challenges, and we're focused on those challenges. And it's going to take us a while to work through this period, but we'll work through it. We always do.
Paulson was on CBS's Face the Nation. He sought to reassure Americans who might be worried about their bank accounts. Paulson said the nation's banking system is safe and sound, and accounts are insured up to $100,000. He acknowledged, though, that the list of troubled banks is likely to grow as more banks feel the effects of losses from bad mortgages. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听。请推荐给身边的好友。